Andy Summer Show with Dave Cruz and Donnie
on 92.5 XTU.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
The mail's here.
Thanks, Homer.
Or is it?
That's the question. So, about a week ago, last Friday, we were talking to Dave about how he hasn't gotten mail in months.
At least months. At least it all came from all the Christmas cards that got sent here to the studio. I got jealous because we must have had 100 on the walls here. I got one. Now, listen up. I know I'm not the most popular guy in the world. I'm no Donnie.
You're no
but I should be getting more than one Christmas card. So I'm assuming they just vanished along with my bills, my credit card offers, all this other stuff.
So weird
that everyone else gets that I don't.
And that's the thing, you don't even get junk mail.
No,
I don't. So it's really is either someone is just avoiding your. I thought it was just your house, or it was being sent somewhere else instead. But you've moved. And you're
I've
still
moved, and I've taken the lengths of I've checked out my neighbor's mailboxes, like when I take the dog for a walk during the day, to see if maybe the mail deliverer is like one house off.
Yeah,
and they're going one house either side. No, I mean they're all getting
mail.
They get lots of mail to the correct address.
Weird.
Yeah,
I do have a theory, and it's. I think Dave's a secret agent.
He could be. Are you CIA?
I can't talk about it.
Are you CIA?
Not allowed to.
That's the only reason I can think.
So on Friday, we wrote letters to you. You wrote a letter to whoever's stealing your mail. and we mailed them. I have a confession to make. I didn't mail it until Monday. Because I forgot.
I have a confession.
Until
Saturday? I mean, that's one day later.
It's a day later.
Are you...
But it was it's a holiday weekend.
Hit this twice.
When did you mail yours?
Friday, right after the show, right here on Belmont.
Well, did you just put it in your mailbox?
Then I know, because then I know I would never get it.
Wouldn't that be funny? That's what you should do, is put a fake letter in your mailbox and see if it disappears.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Mailed to yourself.
It makes you wonder if a previous tenant at this place was such an overbearing jerk that the postal carrier's just like, nope,
I'm
boycotting this
houses.
Address.
It would be too much of a coincidence if they went from one house to another like you did.
It would be. Well, so I was gonna announce whether or not I received any mail, but the fact that you two didn't even mail the letters till like this morning.
I know. Well, I mean, it was Monday.
It was 5 days ago, brah.
Yeah. You should have gotten something by now, I would think. You didn't get yours either, though?
No.
All right. Well, we're...
You have to hit it again.
We're going to stay on top
still
of this.
Still nothing. 6 days since I mailed mine.
Well, we will stay on top of this mail story from Dave Cruz.
Andy Summer Show.
I thought it'd be a fun way to start our morning.
Good call, sir.
92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.